It's almost the time of year for us as deer hunters to take to the woods for another season. It's a sacred few months that we look forward to every year. Most people who don't do it don't understand it. And why would they? It sounds crazy that we sit outside in tree stands, blinds, and sometimes just up against a tree or brush in the freezing cold, in the rain, the snow, the sleet, and the heat just to hopefully get a shot at a deer. But we know. We know it's more than that. More than just getting to shoot an animal. More than just a trophy, and even more than putting food on the table. Even if it's your only means for feeding your family, it's still even more than that. It's so much more, in fact, that we struggle to describe it sometimes. To the point where we often don't even try, because again, why would anyone who doesn't do it understand anyway? It's easier to be called crazy, acknowledge the fact that they're probably at least partially right, and move on with life. They wouldn't understand that it's not just a hobby or something we only do to pass time on the weekends. It's a way of life. It's sitting in the timber as the sun rises on a frosty November morning, bringing the earth to life with a golden glow of just enough warmth to get you through the day, and realizing that this isn't just a hunt. It's an encounter with creation, and above that, the Creator. It's an appreciation for the land and the resources that we were called to care for and rule over. It's taking your granddad's old gun on a late season hunt, not seeing a single deer, but remembering all the life lessons he taught you, all the sits you made with him, and all the other fond memories of that time that you can't have back. It's taking your kids or a new hunter on their first trip and experiencing the excitement and wonder of a first timer all over again. It's realizing success doesn't have to be measured in inches of antler, the age of a buck, the number of tags you filled, or anything like that. It can simply be enjoying time well spent alone or with friends or family doing what you love. All year, we plan, prepare, practice, and pray that we might be safe and successful in this pursuit. The pursuit that gets us through the week, that's our escape from the stress of the real world, the thing that keeps us sane while also driving us to the brink. Understanding all this begs the question, why would you let someone take that away from you? Even more so, why would you want to take that away from someone else? This season, don't let the pressure of other people's standards or expectations ruin something so important. Forget what other people think. Forget social media, keyword warriors who want to put you down because you didn't do something the way they would have done it. You aren't out there for them anyway. And if you are, it might be a good time to find the reset button and give it a push. And if you're the keyboard warrior who feels the need to degrade and berate another hunter because you don't approve of how or what they did legally and ethically, take a step back, save your negative comments, and remember that that person that you're about to belittle is on your team. It may be their first time, it may be their 100th time, but they are on your team. There are plenty of people out there who don't even want to understand what we do that aren't on your team, and they would love nothing more than for hunters to fight and bicker and create division amongst themselves. No matter who you are, though, I have a challenge for you this season. It's simple, really. Hunt for you. Don't do it for social media or the neighbors or your favorite TV or YouTube personality. Stop letting other people negatively influence what and how you decide to hunt. If you want to try something, try it. If you want to shoot the spike, shoot the spike. If you want to hold out for a record buck, do it. If you want to take someone else and see them shoot their first or their biggest or just any deer in general, take them. If you want to decoy or not decoy or gun hunt or crossbow hunt or shoot them with a stick and string and leather moccasins like the Indians did, do it. One of the most beautiful things about hunting is, as long as it's legal and ethical, you get to choose how you do it. And you should. Be happy with what you're happy with, have fun, and forget what everyone else has to say about it. We're blessed beyond explanation as hunters, to experience what we get to experience every fall. And you only get so many seasons in a lifetime. You also never know which one may be your last. Sure, that's cliche, but it's real. So why let someone else ruin any of them? Don't. Slow down, take it all in, be present, grateful, humble, and hunt for you.